Good morning, a frigid Tuesday morning with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Saranac Lake, Alan, take a guess.
Minus 18.
How'd you know that?
You told me.
Oh, yeah. But it's minus 23 with the wind chill and cold.
I was outside this morning at, four-ish, and I have to say, the wind that just goes right through you. No matter what you got on, and it's awful. So everybody, be careful.
Layer up. And be safe. We turn to the weather as a topic because you and I spoke about Governor Cuomo's plans to get homeless people into shelters when it's this cold. You said there'd be some pushback, and there certainly has been, including from the homeless, which the New York Times has interviewed, and many of them suggest they don't want to go into shelters just for the reason you cited, poor conditions and theft.
Yeah. And look, David, there's politics involved in this. We know that the governor and the mayor are feuding. We know that the governor is reported to want de Blasio out of there and to help whatever opponents can be mustered. It is a fight that many of us just don't understand. It's not that de Blasio is popular. It's that Cuomo comes off looking like a bully. And, the problem of the homeless in New York City, for example, is that of the mayor. And the fact that Cuomo keeps doing what he's doing indicates that he wants to be not only the governor, but the mayor of New York. There will be those who say that's appropriate. He's the governor. He was elected by the people in the city. And if he doesn't think it's being done right, he should move ahead. Look, I have no doubt that one of the benefits that Cuomo sees of doing this is that it appears that he knows what he's doing, number one. And number two, he's going to save lives.
De Blasio, as you point out, responds. He says this isn't any different. It seems to simply reiterate what's already in the law and the power we already have to bring people in off the streets. And we use that power. It was echoed by the city's police commissioner, Commissioner Bratton, and the Times points out this is not the first time this has been tried, including Mayor Ed Koch back in the mid-80s, but because of a publicized lawsuit of the release of a homeless woman who had been committed to a psychiatric ward at Bellevue, they shelved the whole thing.
Well, yeah, look, if somebody says, I don't want to go in to a dangerous place or what I perceive as a dangerous place, it's going to be very hard to know how you put them in without some kind of a legal proceeding. In other words, you got to take them to court and then prove that they need this protection.
Now to guns. The President Obama administration announced executive actions on guns. Background checks is the issue, but the editorial in the Times today says congressional Republicans won't pass even basic sensible gun safety measures, so Mr. Obama is doing what he can, but really it's tightening the law.
Well, David, the Times said that today. I said it yesterday. If you listen to the first hour of Roundtable, I made exactly that point. Look, Americans don't like the fact that so many people are being killed by guns. And the NRA has a tremendous hold on the Congress and on others. So you can't have it both ways. The president says, I'm sending stuff to Congress, and the Congress has deaf ears. Then the president says, okay, I'm going to do it on my own. And they say, you can't do it without Congress. Oh, come on. Everybody understands what the game is. Here.
Former President Bill Clinton makes his campaign debut. He was in Exeter, New Hampshire, Allen, yesterday, and he was unusually understated, the Times says. Only glancing references to her opponents, saying that some were kind of scary, but not naming names. He also suggested that he would not thrive politically today because he was not mad at anybody.
Well, this is a very popular president. He left office as one of the most popular, if not the most popular, at the time in history. He's got to help. Hillary Clinton, it seems to me, is a brilliant tactician. She's a brilliant speaker. When you hear her in debates, she's superb. Nevertheless, people don't always like her. And there is sexism afoot, where there is no two ways about it. Now you have Trump attacking Hillary Clinton because somehow he was a philanderer. It doesn't make any sense at all. It's a double standard. It's wrong. Along comes Clinton. He acts in a subdued way and a gentle way, but he's still very popular. And it's got to be a plus for the Democrats.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Bundle up.
Oh, my God. So cold.